This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Poland said Wednesday it had seen a surge in attempts to breach its border and had pushed back hundreds of migrants to Belarus after it accused Minsk and Moscow of trying to orchestrate a crisis on Europe's borders. The migrants, mainly from the Middle East, have spent days in freezing temperatures on the border, blocked by rows of Polish border guards behind razor wire. Western governments have accused Belarusian strongman Alexander Lukashenko of luring the migrants to his country and sending them to cross over into EU member Poland in retaliation for sanctions. Poland has gone a step further, saying Lukashenko's main backer, Russian President Vladimir Putin, is masterminding the crisis. Polish officials said Wednesday there had been a spike in attempted crossings in the previous 24 hours. European Commission head Ursula von der Leyen said on Wednesday the European Union would widen its sanctions against Belarus, targeting both people and entities. Von der Leyen, speaking after a meeting with U.S. President Joe Biden at the White House, said the situation on the border between Belarus and Poland was not a migrant crisis, but an attempt by the authoritarian regime of Minsk to destabilize its neighbors. Afghanistan's Taliban rulers said Wednesday that the threat posed by the Islamic State group in the country was more or less under control, despite recent bloody attacks that have killed dozens. Afghanistan's Taliban said Wednesday they have rounded up nearly 600 members of the local Islamic State affiliate known as Islamic State Khorasan Province since returning to power in mid-August. A spokesperson for the General Directorate of Intelligence, the new name of the Afghan spy agency under Islamist Taliban rule, told reporters in Kabul that high-ranking commanders of IS Khorasan were also among the detainees. He said ongoing security operations have killed almost 40 militants. This is VOA News. Teenager Kyle Rittenhouse was called to testify in his own defense Wednesday in his murder trial in the U.S. state of Wisconsin. The 18-year-old is charged with killing two people and wounding another during racial justice protests in Wisconsin last year. Under questioning by his lawyer, he said he was not looking for trouble on the night of the killings. He has pleaded not guilty and said he acted in self-defense. White House officials are on a development-minded world tour and have been scouting several corners of the globe to identify about 50 projects that focus on topics such as climate, health, digital technology, and gender equality. The Deputy National Security Advisor for International Economics recently wrapped up a tour of West Africa, visiting Ghana and Senegal as part of President Joe Biden's Build Back Better World initiative, known as B3W. Mr. Biden unveiled the plan during the June G7 summit with the goal of creating a, quote, values-driven, high-standard, and transparent infrastructure partnership, end quote, to help finance projects in developing countries. President Biden will meet at the White House next week with the leaders of Canada and Mexico, his office said Wednesday, as the U.S. administration seeks to shore up alliances that came under strain under Donald Trump. At the November 18th meeting, Mr. Biden, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador will discuss efforts to fight the pandemic, as well as climate change and immigration, the White House said. Mr. Biden is relaunching a gathering known as the North American Leaders Summit, the last of which was held in 2016 before being abandoned by Trump. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson left London Wednesday, headed to Glasgow, where he rejoined the COP26 climate conference. He returned to COP26 to press negotiators from around the world to turn promises into action in the summit's closing days. Meanwhile, a German government official said the first draft of a COP26 deal published Wednesday should make more clear that major emitters have to step up their ambition, especially those who haven't done so on pledges on cutting greenhouse gases by 2030. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Wednesday the United States has brokered a deal between Johnson & Johnson and the COVAX vaccine sharing program for the delivery of the company's COVID-19 vaccine to people living in conflict zones. He announced the agreement at the opening of a meeting of global foreign ministers convened by Washington on the COVID-19 pandemic, but provided no details on how many doses would be delivered, when, or to which countries. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.